Krishna Tattva Sar Sarva Shastra Siddhante Ra Iha Pai Baswa Iba Pai Barbar. By understanding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can understand the truth about Krishna. By understanding Krishna, one can understand the true limit of all knowledge described in various revealed scriptures. Purport is stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.3. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin maam veti tatvataha. Translation. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. But if one tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakti cult, one will undoubtedly understand Krishna very easily. If somehow or other one understands Krishna, his life will be successful. Again, as stated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 verse 9, Janama karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata yatva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojuna. Translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami purport. In translation to the Chaitanya Charamrita text 270, Madhya Lila chapter 25. So Lord Chaitanya broadcasted the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Chaitanya's teachings and pastimes are so intertwined with Krishna, with Lord Krishna, that if someone understands the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, automatically they can understand the pastimes of Krishna. If we understand Lord Krishna, then there's nothing more to understand. We can understand the limit of all the knowledge in the revealed scriptures. To know Krishna is the ultimate reality, the ultimate goal. We find that Krishna is the most difficult to understand in India. So many people who studying the Vedas, they can understand the impersonal Brahman, they can understand the temporariness of the material world. There are others who can talk about the Super Soul or Narayana, but actually Krishna is the most widely misunderstood, because Krishna's pastimes are the most human-like, you can say, with his devotees. The exchanges are the most loving, intimate pastimes. So that it bewilders even these great thinkers and sages. They're not able to give the proper explanation. So you get all type of speculations. Even the devotees of Krishna, generally speaking, they also get it mixed up. In Gujarat, there are so many devotees of Lord Krishna. In fact, people greet each other by saying Jai Shri Krishna. But also many of the gurus in Gujarat have also given different explanations. That Krishna was pure, the transcendental up to the age of 16, but over that he changed something. Or they give some other speculation. Because they consider when Krishna started the Rasa-lila dance, that somehow he fell down from his transcendental position. In this way, Krishna is very difficult to understand. But if one understands Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one can easily understand Lord Shri Krishna by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's whole life was dedicated to glorifying Lord Krishna. Although he was the most strict sannyasi, he would never allow any woman to come close to him in any informal manner, or even formally, practically speaking. He was so strict, even Choto Haridas was severely chastised for a small mistake. Impropriety, shall we say. Lord Chaitanya was so strict, yet he was always glorifying and hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Krishna and the gopis. That meant the Lord Chaitanya thoroughly understood that the pastimes of Krishna have nothing to do with this material world. So even these great sages in the mode of goodness, they had a difficult time understanding. But Lord Chaitanya, by His call, His mercy, His followers could easily understand. Here in the Western countries where people are born in passion and ignorance, technically speaking, the culture is known as Leccha, the minds are always giving disturbance, the bodies are always out of control. The intelligence is weak in spiritual matters. In material matters it may be more or less strong, that's to be debated, but spiritually, that intelligence is easily overwhelmed. Yet somehow Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are so merciful that they also sent their dear representative, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to give His shelter. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, is very difficult to understand Lord Shri Krishna. With His mercy, it's easy to remain fixed in devotional service, and as well as to understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa and Sanatana and the six Goswamis. By remembering the six Goswamis, one can cross over all difficulties. So we always remember Vande Rupa Sanatana Guru Yosati Gopala Guru. In this way, we should become more and more fixed in our devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, knowing that it's the only means whereby we can get the clear understanding of Krishna in this age. Someone gives up the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, what hope is there for them to understand Krishna or to achieve success in Krishna consciousness in his life? So, now they're going to describe the nectar of Krishna pastimes. Krishna Lila Amritosa Tasato Soto Dhara Dasa Dike Bohi Jai Jaha Haite Se Chaitanya Lila Hai Sarovaro Akkoi Manohamsa Chara Hata Hate. Translation. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are the essence of all nectar. They flow in hundreds of rivulets and in all directions. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are an eternal reservoir, and one is advised to let his mind swim like a swan on this transcendental lake. Report. The essence of spiritual knowledge is found in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are identical with the pastimes of Lord Krishna. This is the essence of knowledge. If knowledge does not include the understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, it is simply superfluous. By Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, the nectar of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes is flowing in different directions in hundreds and thousands of rivers. One should not think that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are different from Krishna's pastimes. It is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Raha Krishna Nahi Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Raha and Krishna. And without understanding his pastimes, one cannot understand Raha. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhucha Vosi Jugala Priditi. When shall I become eager, very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Then I shall be able to understand the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. Following in their footsteps, the other six Goswamis understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. One should understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Sri Krishna from the Goswamis and the Parampara system. This Krishna conscious movement is following as strictly as possible in the footsteps of the Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur said, Echai Gosai Dar Mui Tar Das. Quote, I am the servant of the six Goswamis. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Whoever wants to understand the difficult subject matter of Krishna Katha should accept the disciplic succession. If one is, however, or is somehow or other able to understand Krishna, his life will be successful. Taktva deham puna janma naiti mam iti sorjuna. A perfect devotee is able to understand Krishna through the disciple of succession, and his entrance into the kingdom of God is thereby certainly open. When one understands Krishna, there is no difficulty in transferring oneself to the spiritual kingdom. So by understanding the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, that also helps us to understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are an extension of Krishna's pastimes. They're not different. Lord Chaitanya, feeling separation from Krishna, he's discovering the holy places connected with Lord Krishna. In that sense, You can easily see that the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are not different. We take up the service of the six Goswamis. Here in Nupanihati Dham, we remember the mercy that Das Raghunath Das Goswami got from Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya. That Raghunath Das was given a special mercy at Panihati, and then from Panihati, after getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he could join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he became the assistant secretary of Lord Chaitanya, assistant to Sarup Damodar, and subsequently then he went to Vrindavan and stayed in Rupa, with Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. So, naturally this temple is very connected with the six Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu, praying for the mercy for all the devotees to quickly be able to understand the transcendental pastimes. So, some of the instructions and the pastimes of Krishna are filled with nectar. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are filled with the same nectar. The same honey pot is there. Simply the nectar is the color of molten gold or the color of shyama sundar. Same nectar is there. So we Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Verse 38. Etasmina samsaradvami nana klesho pasagavadita apana vipano yatra yastam uhavani tarastatra visridja jatam jatam upadaya sochan muyan vibhat vibhyat vivadan krandan sanghishyan gayan nhayamana sadhu varjito naivavati jyapi yato aradha esha Naraloka sarto yam advana param upadishanti. Translation. The path of this material world is full of material miseries, and various troubles disturb the conditioned souls. Sometimes he loses and sometimes he gains. In either case, the path is full of danger. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from his father by death or by consciousness. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from his father by death or other circumstances. Leaving him aside, he gradually becomes attached to others, such as his children. In this way, the conditioned soul is sometimes illusioned and afraid. Sometimes he cries loudly out of fear. Sometimes he is happy maintaining his family, and sometimes he is overjoyed and sings melodiously. In this way, he becomes entangled and forgets his separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since time immemorial. Thus, he traverses the dangerous path of material existence, and on this path he is not at all happy. Those who are self-realized simply take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of this dangerous material existence without accepting the devotional service. the devotional path, one cannot get out of the clutches of material existence. The conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. Thus ended translation. Purport. By thoroughly analyzing the materialistic way of life, any sane man can understand that there is not the least happiness in this world. That answers your question yesterday. It appears that people are happy. By sanely analyzing, you see nobody's happy. Prabhupada continues. However, due to continuing on the path of danger from time immemorial and not associating with saintly persons, the conditioned soul under illusion wants to enjoy this material world. Vachakamachi sometimes gives him a chance of so-called happiness, but the conditioned soul is perpetually being punished by material nature. It is therefore said, Dandya Janiraj Janonadite Chubaya, Madhya 20.118. Materialistic life means continuous happiness. Actually, all of this is meant for punishment. Excuse me here. Materialistic life means continuous unhappiness. But sometimes we accept happiness as it appears between the gaps. Sometimes the condemned person is submerged in water and hauled out. Actually, all of this is meant for punishment. But he feels a little comfort when he is taken out of the water. This is the situation with a conditioned soul. All the shastras therefore advise us that one associate with devotees and saintly people. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. CC Madhya 22:54. Even by a little association with devotees, the conditioned soul can get out of this miserable material condition. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to give everyone a chance to associate with saintly people. Therefore, all the members of this Krishna consciousness society. Must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. This is the best humanitarian work. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami purport in translation, text 38, chapter 14, canto 5 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the matter of the forest of enjoyment. So in other words, 2 points are given. One is that we should associate with sadhus, because even by a short association with devotees of the Lord, that can give all perfection. And in the end, Prabhupada requests that all the members of the Krishna conscious society must themselves be perfect sadhus, be perfect devotees, in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. Simply by being a perfect devotee, that is the best humanitarian work, because then you give your association, it actually has effect. Even by a short association can have a great effect. So, just like the six Goswamis, they were of course liberated souls. And by their association, even the ruffians, even the good people, everyone was attracted. Year after year, whether people were well behaved or whether they were ruffians, everyone was consumed. In this way, we follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis, we can aspire for becoming qualified to give association. The giving and taking association is a very important aspect of devotional service. If by our association people are able to become more enthused in devotional service, then we're doing a service for the Lord. But if by our association people are brought further away from Krishna, we deal with hurt people in a non-Vaishnava way, then we're doing a disservice. So we need to be careful to act. Vaishnava according to Prabhupada's instructions. When Lord Chaitanya went to Benares, Mayavadis, they were always criticizing him. He had every opportunity to retaliate or to become angry or counter-criticize. But instead, seeing the situation and wanting to deliver his devotees, Lord Chaitanya decided to give his mercy to the Mayavadi sannyasis. This mercy of Lord Chaitanya is considered causeless because actually here these people were criticizing. He had every opportunity to retaliate, criticize them. There was false criticism. Instead, he took the humble role, approached them in such a way that he won them over by his preaching and his dealings and his own presence. So for the sake of preaching Krishna consciousness, sometimes we tolerate even being criticized by fellow devotees in different ways. Just as Lord Chaitanya accepted the criticism of the sannyasis. Nothing is to be gained by becoming vengeful or envious. So we have to rather learn to live with the advice. Of course, the difference is that Lord Chaitanya was faultless and pure, as it may be that the criticisms aimed at us are not so ill-founded. It may be that we are not properly situated. We require to be corrected in order to be properly situated. So even when Lord Chaitanya was falsely accused, still he didn't become vengeful. Rather, he thought how he can help these people. So, therefore the devotees should follow the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by avoiding the unnecessary criticism of the Vaishnavas and by being tolerant in case one is subject to being corrected. Lord Chaitanya personally would correct his devotees. And we need to always receive that correction between the Lord or his representative. When he was cleansing the Gunjita temple, he personally invited certain devotees how to improve their devotional service. In this way, the Lord sometimes praised them, sometimes scolded them, and sometimes joked with them. So that he could guide them to improve in their devotional service. We can see the difference between a constructive criticism and a criticism which is just gossip. Constructive criticism is meant for improving the devotional service of the person. Lord Chaitanya directly would tell the person, oh, your pile isn't big enough, your servant isn't up to the standard. This person is doing better than you are. Why are you maybe helping the person? If we know something, or we feel something is wrong, and rather we tell others, we don't tell the person directly concerned, how will it help that person? It's not a construct. Therefore, gossiping has been forbidden by Srila Prabhupada. But just talking about other people's defects as a topic of discussion doesn't help anyone. So, many instructions that I'm given here. Lord Chaitanya is giving us a path of nectar. And the other side we have the forest of enjoyment. Sometimes even a sincere devotee gets bewildered by bad association. Lord Chaitanya was in South India. His secretary, his servant, somehow got separated from him and got in a bad association and fell down. So the Lord Chaitanya sent him back to Jagannath Puri to have association. Saved him. So if a devotee feels that I can be Krishna conscious without the association of devotees, it's a very dangerous situation. The more that we are separate from devotees, the more vulnerable we are to attack by mind. In the material world, it's designed so we have to struggle to exist. Srila Prabhupada has made the situation minimal by having Krishna conscious temples and communities and farm projects so the devotees can live in association with devotees. The Prabhupada would often say that this material world is not a place for a gentleman or a lady. The material world is a very harsh place. So if we take advantage of the association of the Krishna conscious movement, then it's very easy to practice. And the more we become separate and isolated, we get wrapped up in this hard struggle for existence. It's so nice that in India we see there are many temples, mainly called matas. Mata means monastery. And the sannyasis live in these monasteries with the brahmacharis. Just like in Udupi, there's a mat in Mayapur, there's a Gaudiya Mat. Mat means monastery, but Prabhupada described as mandir, temple. That is a monastery. And he explained his intention was that also brahminically qualified grihasthas could remain and serve Krishna. He had personal experience how hard it is to earn money and to do business. How much time is wasted for maintaining so many expenses. So Prabhupada was at both the grihastha and then later he took sannyas. The Prabhupada made the Krishna conscious temples in such a way that grihasthas could also serve. That meant that he understood that it was very difficult in the material world. And repeatedly said how in the future farm projects would be one of their purposes was to provide shelter for people struggling in the material world. But still sometimes devotees, they want to get into this so-called rat race, as they call it. Even the materialists call it a rat race. They see, because the example, of course, is in the laboratory. They have little guinea pigs and rats and mice, and they put a little wheel to give them exercise, and they run on the wheel spins around, but the rat doesn't go anywhere. So they say, this is a rat race because you spin your wheels, you run here and there, but you're not going anywhere. You're just giving hard labor, you're not any happier even after working so hard. Even the materialists can understand it. We call it the rat race. But they don't know the alternative. I see the preachers should not be shy of presenting the materialist the alternative, the positive alternative. Everyone is saying it's a rat race. So what is the real race? What is the real life? My dear sir, do you believe that that this world is a rat race? Or wouldn't you like to know another way of life where you don't have to be running around like a rat on the wheel without going anywhere? You can actually be happy. So Prabhupada was actually coming to save the people from just spinning their wheels and not getting anywhere, running around like a rat, but remaining in the same place. Where is the place to go? The real place to go is back to home, back to God. Then we're making progress. Otherwise in the material world, we're just, even if a person appears to be going up, they go up and they become a demigod, but then again next birth they can come down and be again a human being or even a demon. So where is the guarantee? For a moment someone may be happy, but next minute one will be plunged into suffering. So our previous acharyas have explained it. The dandya jana raja jana nodite chuvaya, that is a type of punishment almost. Like the dunking stool, as they have here in America. You put the person in the water until he's about to drown, and you lift him out. It's a breath of air. That air is so sweet after just about drowning. A little happiness that people get, it's like a breath of fresh air, and they're just gasping for that. But mainly it's hard struggle. And committing suicide doesn't help them, and you end up as a ghost or something else, so you're still locked into the cycle of karma, reincarnation, spiritual evolution. That just gets you stuck up further for some time. When people get frustrated, they think, well, let me commit suicide. People are so frustrated that they kill themselves, hoping to get some relief. But instead, what they'll find is a more problem. You see, even we can use that as a line on Sankirtan, that we save people from suicide. Which is actually true. I've met many people that were about to kill themselves, but instead they became devotees. Actually, sometimes we're accused of what they call mind control. I remember Prabhupada had some things to say on this. When they first told Prabhupada that they're accusing of brainwashing, he said, what brain they have to wash? They have no brain at all to understand transcendental subject matter. Actually, we're giving them brain. Spiritually, they're brainless. That's what Prabhupada said, in effect. Which is a fact. People are not considering all of that there's anything beyond this material. Even if all the scripture, it's not that the Bible or Quran doesn't say that there's something as kingdom of God, but it's as in practical daily activities, it might as well not exist. Because there's no reference to it in any practical, visible manner. there's no knowledge about it also. So Lord Chaitanya has brought that spiritual world right here to this earth through his pastimes. By engaging in the Sankirtan movement, we can actually live in the atmosphere of the spiritual world. And the Krishna conscious process, because it's bhakti yoga, is teaching one how to control one's own mind. In more material life, people are always being controlled by other people. They're being conditioned from the moment they come into society. The whole educational system is a form of mind control, where you are trained to see things in the vision of the creators of the educational system. They don't train one to see things from an objective viewpoint. Even if you go from one country to the next, the way that history is written, each country is different. The same history of the same particular happening will be written a different way. If you read about Napoleon in France or in England, probably you come up with a different story. If you read about the Second World War in America or in Germany, it's a different story. Similarly, when the communists took over party, won the elections in Bengal, then they were accused of changing all the history books because they started to insert Marx and Lenin and give a whole history of them. They started changing everything to suit their particular. So actually, all the politicians and leaders, they want people to be controlled. They want them to be trained up to see things in a particular way. But actually the Vedas tell us that human being has the capacity to see things from not the relative platform, but from the absolute platform, to see from the transcendental platform. And to come to that vision, then you can see everything clearly. To come up to that vision is actually the perfection of life. And that vision, as we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita today, Amrita, is to know Krishna. Once we know Krishna, then we know everything. Someone may wonder, what is looking from the side of the Mount Everest? Well, what does the other side look like? I mean, if you want to walk all the way around and see the mountain, you can see all the sides. But even then, maybe the view is blocked by this or that. If you get up to the top, well, from the top you can see all the sides. Right down to the foothills you can see. So if you get to the point of understanding Krishna, all the other relative truths are understandable. That's a very crude example with the mountain. Just using the lack of something else. If we come to know Krishna, then we know everything, because everything is in connection with Krishna. Nothing is outside of Krishna. So, to know Krishna, we need to associate with the devotees. The association with devotees is very important. The more that we are away from association of devotees, the weaker we could become. The position is much more dangerous. So if a Prabhupada gave us a society where we can associate with devotees, we can be protected. Maya is always trying to pull us out. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his work Vaishnav K, kept stressing that don't leave the association of devotees, don't engage in Yajana Bhajana, admonishing his mind not to become distracted, but to rather remain fixed in preaching in the Sankirtan Yajna. That the preaching is practically the intimate confidential service of the Lord. That is directly under the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's in the same mood as the residents of Vrindavan, the gopis, the Srimati Radharani, the servant Krishna. Therefore, by practicing the Sankirtan Yajna in a proper attitude with association of devotees, one can realize their own internal relationship with the Lord. Not that one has to go away somewhere separately and start cramming about the intimate pastime, but rather by spreading the glories of the Lord in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the association of devotees, loudly glorifying the Lord, one is able to realize the highest levels of love of Krishna. Prabhupada wanted us to become, as he said here, be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. It's the best humanitarian. To cure others, one has to be cured oneself. So we should endeavor to take away all the contamination of maya and be pure devotees. Prabhupada wanted us to become pure devotees by his mercy. It's possible. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions? Yes. Pardon?
You said a prayer before we began
the class
of
Prana Mahatma. Oh. Mukhagroti Vachalam. That a dumb man can become a great orator. Pangu Langayate Giri. A lame man can cross over the mountain. By the mercy of Lord Madhava, this is possible. Therefore, I offer. You know, Sanskrit is literally backwards, so you have to take the verbs always in the end. By the mercy of Lord Madhava, even a lame man can cross over a mountain, a dumb man can become a great orator. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisance to the glorious feet of Lord Madhava. The same verse has been used in different places in the Vedas. Some places it says Paramananda Madhava, some places it says Sri Guru Dinatarina, and Chaitanya Charita says Sri Chaitanya Ishwara. So I figured that since I'm the most fallen, I need everyone's mercy, Guru, Chaitanya, Krishna, Madhava. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Bhakti Malcolm? Hare Krishna.